Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're kicking off a brand new month here on Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, friends. So glad you're out there. Today, we're going to revisit the journey of a freelance grant writer who stands out in the complex world of proposals. That would be proposals for money, grants, awards, scholarships, fellowships, etc. Since we last heard from her, she's expanded her service and is making an impact in the nonprofit sector. So this is part of our Throwback Thursday series where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Let's see what happened way back in January, as in yesterday. Well, actually, it was last week, but last month also. Last week, we heard from a recipe blogger who combines culinary passion with digital marketing acumen. Also, we talked about why every online recipe post is so incredibly long, one of the annoying things of the internet. Today, as mentioned, we're going to move to that world of grant proposals, how a freelance contractor slash consultant has been able to build a business and also make a big impact for these organizations. So let's hear directly from Erin. She's going to tell us a story. I'll be back with a very quick wrap-up.
Hello again, I'm Erin, and a few years ago, I embarked on a journey as a freelance grant writer. When I last shared my story, my business was in its infancy. Just me, my laptop, and a small portfolio of grant applications. Since then, well, it's still just me. But aside from that, my venture has grown in ways I never imagined, and I've learned a great deal. Starting out, my focus was on small local nonprofits. I helped them secure funding for community projects, which was incredibly rewarding. However, as I got better at it, the scale of my projects also grew. I began working with larger organizations, tackling more complex grants that demanded extensive research and a deep understanding of each funder's priorities. One major turning point was when I decided to specialize in two sectors: environmental conservation and educational initiatives. This specialization not only set me apart, but also allowed me to work more efficiently. I developed a deeper understanding of these fields, which meant I could offer more insightful and targeted grant proposals. Pricing my services was a learning curve. Initially, I charged a flat rate, but as my expertise grew, I shifted to a value-based pricing model. This meant charging based on the potential value of the grant and the complexity of the application. It was more equitable for both me and my clients and reflected the level of work and expertise involved. A significant part of my growth was investing in continuous learning. Grant writing is an ever-evolving field with varying requirements and trends. I took advanced courses, attended workshops, and kept ahead of industry changes. This not only improved my skills, but also provided networking opportunities. Perhaps the most rewarding aspect has been mentoring new grant writers. 2 years ago, I started offering online workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. Sharing my knowledge and helping others break into the field has been incredibly fulfilling. It's also a reminder of how far I've come and the importance of giving back. For those looking to start or grow in freelance grant writing, here's my advice. Specialize. Find a sector you're passionate about and become an expert in it. It'll make your work stand out. Network. Build relationships with nonprofits and other grant writers. Networking is key in finding new opportunities and collaborations. Finally, value your work. As you gain experience, don't be afraid to reevaluate your pricing. Your expertise is valuable. Today, my business isn't just about writing grants. It's about empowering organizations to achieve their goals and mentoring the next generation of grant writers. I'm looking forward to the next season of Manageable Growth.
Thanks so much to Aaron for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories, well over 2,500 total episodes. And of course, we've got some resources, tools, show notes, all on the website, sidehustleschool.com. I'm posting online every day on all the networks. It's just under my name, Chris Guillebeau, or on Instagram, 193 Countries. I'm also writing a tri-weekly newsletter. I guess it's tri-weekly, three times a week, all about mental health and purposeful productivity. You can find that at yearofmentalhealth.com. Again, yearofmentalhealth.com. And I hope you'll subscribe, follow, come back for more. New episode every single day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.